true, isn't it? And then we put us support under labor costs, except for the man who employs himself.
Well, that's all right for the man that's working.
Yeah.
He's setting Jake, but the man that don't work, that can't work, he's hitting it hard right now.
Or the man who's bought insurance, or... Yeah. When children put their heads down and then kick their feet and flop over on the back, you say that...
Somerset.
And if you saw a boy out at the creek or the river and he went like this...
Dives.
Huh?
That's
well,
diving.
Uh-huh. What would you say he did?
Well, dove. That's one.
And he went like this and crossed the river, what would you say he did?
Swimming.
Uh-huh. If he dived in and then didn't come up after an hour, you'd say he probably
drowned.
Do you have any special term for diving into the water? Just hitting it flat and making it splash.
Alleybusters. That's a pretty good term for it.
It is.
Doesn't it still work?
When I was a kid, we used to have one called a pile diver, where you jump up in the air and grab your knees and then come down.
Yeah.
That hurt too.
I've done that, but that don't burn like the hitting on your stomach.
No, that old bottom's a little tougher.
You tell it.
What do you say a baby does before he walks?
Crawls.
And if you saw a boy up in a tree, how would you say he got there most likely?
Climbed.
And if someone said, did somebody put him up there, you'd say, yeah. I think every kid has to go through that tree stage.
Funny thing, George can't climb a tree with me. When I was his age, I could climb any kind of tree in the country. Well, long before I was his age.
Oh yeah, I could too. He's sturdy though.
He's big and overgrown.
Yeah.
And he's just awkward.
Yeah.
It don't seem to be so much when he's walking, but so that and account for him being not able to do things like that, he just...
Yeah. I expect he hasn't had a chance to practice that.
No, he lives around town all the time. You know. But looks like in some of the towns there's been trees to climb, but probably landlord wouldn't let him climb.
I don't know. I've fallen out of so many trees. When I was a kid, I fell out of one and landed right smack on a big old rock about like that, just flat on my back. That hurt me for weeks. I must have popped something, but...
I had a brother that fell out of a tree and broke his arm, but... I never did get hurt from falling out of a tree that I remember. It didn't hurt long.
I got hurt twice. We were building a tree house. We were pretty sloppy. We made a rope ladder, and we had some old wooden crates. We knocked them apart, and we left boards with nails sticking up down underneath. And I got my foot tangled in the rope ladder and it broke and I fell and drove a couple nails right in my kneecap.
I wonder if it didn't cripple you for life.
It is. There was some wood on the nails and it drove that right in there and then that got infected.
Yeah.
And went down and the surgeon cut it out, but it worked out all right.
It could have been bad though, in a place like that.
I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks. Had a crutch and the neighbor kids put me in the wagon and pulled me around.
Yeah, that go on crutches time or two.
When you want them, they're really handy, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
You think about them, it sounds pretty. Say, I've got a couple more of these cigars.
No, go ahead. I'll just smoke a cigarette.
Well, do what you want to.
I smoke a lot more than I should have done.